Well, thank you, Patrick. Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us in the launching of this, I think, an excellent book. I have taken a look at it, and I'm very happy, very happy with the outcome. I unfortunately can't stay with you. I have only a few moments today, but I wanted to make sure that even if for a very brief period of time that I was here to say a few words. And I don't know about you, but certainly for me, birthdays are also a time for reflection, to think about the past, the things that we did, and also to commit a little bit to the future, think about the future, what can be done. And we are now at the 20th birthday anniversary of the WTO. So to mark this occasion, I asked the Secretariat, well, actually a bunch of things, but this one in particular, that we had a book that examines the challenges that the organization has faced, all the different difficult moments, the achievements also, since the launch of the WTO in 1995. So on one level, the book is basically a factual and a detailed summary of what has been accomplished by all of us over these two decades. And that means pretty much everything from accessions of new members and the resolution of trade disputes to things like negotiation of new agreements, expansion of the monitoring mechanisms, the scaling up of the technical work, which has grown immensely over the recent years, the launch of outreach initiatives such as the World Public the WTO Public Forum. So, and I'm not going to summarize those activities now. Don't worry. But because it is a long list, actually, if we look at everything that we have done in the 20 years, it's a lot that we have accomplished. It's not a big book like on accessions that are 1,000 pages. So, and even there are pictures in there. So it's not that long, and it's easy to read. So I urge you all to take a look at the book. And I think if you look at it, you will come to the same conclusion that I did, and everybody that has seen it, is that the WTO did not stand still over time. That's a good conclusion, I think. On another level, I think the book also invites us to rethink the perceptions and the reality concerning the success of the WTO. And if one looks through the lens of news stories about negotiating deadlocks, protests in the streets, trade conflicts, the public perception of the WTO is less than good in general. But if we take a look back and if we take a broader historical view of the WTO and its growing role in the global economy, I think the reality of what has been actually achieved is very different from the general public perception. 33 new members, a fifth of WTO's membership today, have joined since 1995, including major economies like Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, to such an extent that I think we can truly say today about a global trade system. Now, in just 20 years, also, the WTO has handled almost 500 disputes, which compares to about 300 cases handled by the GATT during almost half a century. So the effect of this has been to reinforce the rule of law, and not power, not unilateral power, but truly legal and a rules-based evolution of the system, and as a defining element also of international trade relations. The average MFN tariffs, so the most favored nation tariffs that the WTO oversees, has been cut across the globe since 1995, from 16% to less than 8%. So we're talking about half the average tariff applied at this point in time. Over half of the world trade flows today are tariff-free. And this has helped to generate a 2.5 fold expansion of world trade over the 20 years that we are looking at. So also, as importantly, the WTO has proven to be quite effective in sustaining and strengthening economic cooperation between countries, especially during the times of crisis. So many people expected a protectionist backlash after the 2008 Great Recession. It never happened. Never really happened. And this was thanks in no small part to the strength of the multilateral trading system. In many ways, the WTO has achieved much more than the architects of the system expected in 1995. And far more, certainly, than the designers of the GATT system back in 1947. So I'm not saying that we don't have challenges. We do have challenges, real significant challenges, which are also outlined in the publication. I think the slow progress of the Doha round is a background for any conversation about challenges to the WTO, and this is something that we have to face up to and decide how we're going to deal with this. I think Nairobi is going to be a good moment, but I think that we also should recognize that in recent years we have delivered some very important negotiated outcomes. The Bali package of 2013 was a huge breakthrough. The expansion of the information technology agreement that we agreed on in July this year is also very, very significant. And these are agreements which have not only a significant economic and developmental impact, and therefore we should build on them, but also a systemic impact about what the organization can do to continue to play a major role as a pillar of global economic governance. Of course, the ministerial conference is just 2 months away in Nairobi, and I want us to get into the habit of delivering, of making agreements, pushing things forward. We should get into the rhythm of holding ministerial conferences that actually get things done and to deliver a meaningful outcomes, meaningful negotiated outcomes, hopefully in every single ministerial conference that we hold. So in exploring the successes and shortcomings of the past 20 years, this book, I think, provides lessons about how we can do this, how we can advance our work in the future, and hand over to the next generation an even stronger multilateral system, multilateral trading system, and one also that serves the interests of people all over the world, that we have no exclusions. All areas of the world, all quadrants of the world are part of the sharing of the benefits that we can deliver here. So I think this will be a big focus on today's discussion. So I will not say much more, and I'll let the debate begin. I have no doubt that there will be some strong and thought-provoking views being expressed. We've seen this throughout the forum, so I'm hopeful that this is not going to change now. It remains for me to thank the WTO Secretariat staff who contributed their valuable insights and their first-hand knowledge to make this book possible. In particular, I'd like to thank John Hancock and Mark Baqueta, who did a fantastic job at coordinating the work. So thank you all. Thank you for your attention. And I do hope that you have a very lively and instructive debate. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Oh, you could say that.